RNC launches Protect the Vote to Fight Left's Vote-by-Mail Scheme. By Hannah Blow on May 8, 2020. The Republican National Committee, RNC, launched a digital platform on Friday called Protect the Vote as a response to the left's increasing attempts to use the coronavirus pandemic to push their election agenda items, such as universal mail-in voting. The RNC and the Trump campaign are aggressively fighting back against the Democrats' assault on the integrity of our elections, the website states, noting the left's attempts to use coronavirus and the courts to legalize ballot harvesting, implement a nationwide mail-in ballot system, and eliminate nearly every safeguard in our elections. Voters are on our side. Nearly two-thirds, 62%, say there is fraud in U.S. elections, and that fraud would concern them under Democrats' nationwide mail-in ballot system. Americans overwhelmingly approve of the safeguards Democrats are suing to eliminate, like signature matching, 84%, voter identification, 80%, and a ballot receipt deadline of election day, 83%. Voters also oppose, 67%, allowing campaign workers to collect mail-in ballots, a practice known as ballot harvesting. Americans deserve to have confidence in their elections, and we will not stand idly by while Democrats try to sue their way to victory in November, it adds. Protect the Vote outlines a series of principles it adheres to in combating the left's agenda to overhaul the way Americans vote in elections, reaffirming its belief that ballot harvesting is unacceptable and adding that states should maintain primary responsibility for their voting laws. Democrats couldn't even count votes in Iowa, and now they suddenly believe they can redesign the entire U.S. election system in a matter of a few months, it continues. Nationalizing our elections, it stresses, is unacceptable. The website also has a section specifically devoted to Mark Elias, Hillary Clinton's former campaign attorney and chair of the Perkins Coies Political Law Group. He has remained at the forefront of the Democrat Party's push for overhauling the way citizens participate in U.S. elections, seeding lawsuits across the country in attempts to make it a reality through the court system. Via Protect the Vote. If you need a refresher, Perkins Coies is the Democratic law firm, paid by the Hillary Clinton campaign, that hired Fusion GPS to dig up dirt on Donald Trump in 2016. They failed, but still compiled a dossier full of foreign solicited lies about Trump and Russia, which was leaked by Obama intelligence officials to try to sabotage the new president's administration, sow doubt in his election victory, and invalidate the votes of 63 million Americans. Not the best track record on integrity. It's no wonder that Elias is taking the phrase "never let a crisis go to waste" to heart during the coronavirus. From Wisconsin, to Nevada, to California, Mark Elias and the Democrats are continuing to push their liberal agenda disguised as supposed election reform. But what they really are doing is watering down important election safeguards and increasing the opportunity for rampant fraud, abuse and corruption. In recent weeks, Democrat Party leaders have upped their calls to nationalize the U.S. election system, calling for universal vote by mail and citing the fears surrounding the current public health crisis. However, progressive lawmakers are already revealing that they view the change as more than a temporary emergency measure for times of crisis or uncertainty, specifically. How can we ask voters to risk their health, sick, to show up in person and cast a vote? We can't. Which is why Congress and state leaders across the country must move immediately to implement vote by mail for the remainder of the 2020 election cycle, and beyond, Democrat Reps. Joe Kennedy III, DMA, and Mark Pocan, DY, wrote in an op-ed this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who attempted to pack an early Democrat version of the coronavirus relief with party goals such as vote by mail and ballot harvesting, has signaled that the next Democrat-penned relief measure will pursue similar agenda items. "We have to think big," Pelosi told Democrats during a private call on Monday. Joe Biden, D, the party's presumptive nominee, has also revealed his party's hand, stating during a live stream this week that "we have an incredible opportunity to not just dig out of this crisis, but to fundamentally transform the country." In battleground states across the country, Democrats are using the coronavirus as an excuse to push through their long-sought partisan agenda. "But we are fighting back to protect the vote," RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said in a statement, according to Fox News. The RNC will stop at nothing to ensure the integrity of our elections is upheld in the face of Democrats' brazen assaults, she continued. Americans deserve to have confidence in their elections. And we will not stand idly by while Democrats try to sue their way to victory in November, McDaniel added.